probably given myself a few minutes.
Oh, yes, we have time for a few questions.
Oh, that's okay.
And I'm also happy to talk about what I did.
We have some.
Okay.
I was just looking at it in terms of the dynamical relationship between between the torture at Guantanamo prisons and the tortured who are mostly obviously Muslim combatants. Or so that Stoicism and Islamic principles are pretty alike in the sense that, well, one can see by the example of suicide bombing being illustrated both a misinterpretation of principles in Islam which are similar to Stoicism, for instance, this attachment with life in general, live in this world as a stranger, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, considering that tortures at Guantanamo, everyone is aware of that kind of conception of what Muslims in Guantanamo at least believe in terms of suicide bombing, the only way to get information out would seem torture, because any negotiable way of talking peacefully would just, how could that come about when the prisoners are not really here?
Well, I can't speak generally, but I can speak at least in one case of a very moving interview.